For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A with locations at Beechwood and Barnett Shoals. We bring in Steve Cummings. Steve, good morning. How are you today?
Dave, I'm doing great. It's just hard to believe that school's almost out. Tomorrow's the last day for a lot of the kids over in Little League. We got some graduations going on Saturday, so it's just shocking to believe that summer break's right around the corner.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, the temperatures, though, certainly make you feel like it's summertime. I can tell you that. So I guess that does make sense. So when does Athens Christian go back? When do y'all start back?
We'll start back August 11th.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
A little over 6 weeks break.
Is that – yeah, well, you get a couple of months, and then, next thing you know, we'll be throwing the football around. Won't be that long.
Man, that is true. Looking forward to that. That'll
absolutely, absolutely. Well, Steve, I know you got a lot to get to. The Athens Little League Report, take it away.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Here we go, Athens, for the Thursday morning Little League Report. And just a quick reminder for everybody out there that there are three divisions for the 9 through 12-year-olds out at Holland. So they have AA, AAA, and the majors. And the AA double elimination tournament is going on right now, and we had a couple double-A games in the tournament last night. So we'll start out with Hutton-Vandiver. They faced off against Fortson, Bentley, and Griffin, and Hutton-Vandiver comes away with the win in this one, 12-6. Now, this game featured the two top teams in the double-A division. They went head-to-head, and it turned out to be one of the more exciting games of the season. Fortson, Bentley, and Griffin, they jump out to a 4-2 lead, and they hold that lead through the first and second inning. But Hutton-Vandiver, they come roaring back with five runs in both the third inning and the fourth inning to go up 12-6. They got some heads-up base running by Jack Ryan, who scored a run by sliding under the tag at home for a close play there, and got great hustle on the bases from everybody all night. Fortson, Bentley, and Griffin was led offensively by Burrell Hudson, who got on base twice, had a big single, and Barquez Gillespie, who also had a huge triple that the coach says was probably the hardest hit ball in the AA division all season. Defensively, Fortson, Bentley, and Griffin had some great pitching by Price West and Landry Davis, who showed strong arms to hold down Hutton-Vandiver's bats. Barquez Gillespie also had a great game behind the plate and managed to run down an opposing player attempting to steal home. That ended an inning and saved a run. Hutton-Vandiver was led offensively by Zakarian Sims and Kendall Smith, who both had some big hits defensively. Caleb Gallagher and Zakarian Sims had great games on the mound. They hold Fortson, Bentley, and Griffin to only six runs. Will McCleary had another great game behind the plate. Zashawn Hardiman, Viren Shaw, Luke Shannon, Tyler Arnold, Malik Forche, and Mason Pilcher, they were getting it done on the bases and helped get the win for Hutton-Vandiver. So Hutton-Vandiver, I believe, stays undefeated in this tournament, and that tournament will continue the rest of this week and on into next week. Let's go over to Field 3, where Johnson Benefits Group and MM&O played a really tight game. Johnson Benefits Group comes away with the win over Malone and Overin, 11-10. Johnson Benefits Group, they got off to an early 5-0 lead in the top of the first inning. That was capped off with a double by Lemuel Wynn. But that lead was short-lived as Johnson Benefits Group scored 10 unanswered runs, a big blast coming from a three-run home run from Casey Barnes, as well as big hits from Sakoi Harris and Alex Hollenbeck. Meanwhile, pitcher Jalen Willoughby was silencing the MMO bats, striking out three and giving up no runs until the final inning. But that's when Jameson Brown, Ryan Marshall, and Lemuel Wynn for MM&O, they all drive in five runs to tie the game at 10, heading into the final inning. So Johnson Benefits Group, they're able to load the bases. in the bottom of this last inning, and Kinsler Camp wins the game on a walk-off as he steals home as the ball gets away from the pitcher, and Johnson Benefits Group gets a nice win, 11-10 over MMNO. And in the majors last night, they're playing their next-to-last game of the regular season in Athens First. They had their big bats working on field one. They cruised to a 19-1 win over Law & Order. Thomas the Train Chisholm, he got his 11th win of the year, goes three very efficient innings. He strikes out four. For Law & Order, Jackson Davis, he was 1-for-1 with a walk, scored the only run of the game for Law & Order. He's had a great season. Congratulations to him. And Brooks David and Ishmael Dotton, they also had hits for Law & Order. For Athens First, a lot of offensive highlights. Titus the Golden Eagle Cummings, he's getting it done again in the leadoff spot. 3-for-4, 3 runs scored, and had 3 RBI. Hunter, the real deal Stonecipher, he went 3-for-4 with a couple of RBIs. He also hit his first home run of the year, but unfortunately it was just foul, so he just missed his first one. Would have been a grand slam. Tom Gilley had a big night, 3-for-3, had a walk and 2 RBI. Josh Wilson, Thomas Chisholm, and Spencer Fry, they all added hits for Athens First Bank and Trust. Big news of the night, a B, the answer Shaw. He hits a huge grand slam in the third inning. That is his league-leading 14th dinger of the year. I think, Dave, that might have tied Rio Foster's record of 14 home runs from last year.
Yeah.
David Barbie would know better than I would on that, but I believe that's right. I think he's tied the 14 home runs from last year. And then finally, Caleb, the young gun McCrory, he gets 2 walks, got his first RBI of the year last night, so wanted to give a big shout-out to Caleb. So Athens First, they go to 19-0. They're 1 win away from a perfect regular season. We'll see if they can get it done on Friday night against Hawthorne Drugs. And that, my friends, will do it for this morning's Little League Report.
Y'all get any bat flipping going on when there's a home run hit?
I've seen a couple bat flips. You know, we're trying to say, hey, look, guys, don't show out. But, yeah, I've seen a couple.
Okay. Just wondering if that's the, you know, that stuff rubs off over on the kids. They see it on TV. And
yeah,
then what happens?
Sure,
yeah.
Sure do.
All right, Steve, great stuff as always. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch you next Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Dave. We'll see you.
Steve Cummings with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A with locations at Beechwood and Barnett Shoals. And if you missed the Little League Report live at 7:30 Monday through Friday, you can catch it at our website, 960theref.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.